Utah labor unions are working to repeal the state's recent ban on collective bargaining for public employees. And they're on a tight timeline. The coalition known as Protect Utah Workers is working to gather 141,000 signatures by tomorrow to get the issue on the 2026 ballot. Backers of the law that was House Bill 267 argue it will make public employers' wages and benefits more competitive. But Salt Lake City firefighter Donovan Minutes says collective bargaining is about more than higher wages. He says it's also about safety, especially in his line of work.
We're able to have four-handed staffing in Salt Lake City because our union fought and negotiated for that standard. That way, when there is an emergency, you have four highly trained firefighters that are prepared to show up. And in contrast, you have other departments. They don't have the same collective bargaining power as we've been able to have.
Minutes adds the peer support programs also run through their union make a positive difference. Those who want to ban collective bargaining argue tax dollars should serve the public, not union interests. But Protect Utah Workers says it's confident the group will reach the signature goal by tomorrow's deadline. Utah Education Association spokesperson Haley Higgins calls HB 267 a highly unpopular bill and a solution looking for a problem. She argues collective bargaining helps all employees, even those who aren't union members.
It's not a political move. It just gives the people of Utah an opportunity to say whether they want their public unions to bargain collectively or not. We are confident that we will be able to get this on the November ballot of next year.
Utah has one of the most challenging referendum processes in the nation, requiring sponsors to get signatures from 8% of Utah voters from at least 15 of the 29 Senate districts and within 30 days of the petition's launch. Higgins says it's been hard work, but is an effort worth fighting for.
We could not have done what we have done so far without all of our supporters. We have law enforcement who have joined into this coalition, as well as mine workers, steel workers, nurses, and food service workers. It's been pretty remarkable to see the solidarity among our union partners, but also the public.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.